This is Disneyland Weekly.
Hello and welcome to this special listener feedback episode of Disneyland Weekly for July 22nd to August 22nd, 2018. I'm Teg Bushman.
And I'm Therese Urban. We appreciate all of our listeners so much, and thank you to those of you who took the time to contact us this past month. We love hearing from you. Now, let's get to the feedback.
So the first piece of feedback we got is from Patreon, and it's from Jeremy. And Jeremy says, I know I'm not active with the group chats or anything, but I know I definitely listen to each and every podcast that you put out weekly. Every time I hear a new podcast, I become more and more stoked for my trip in October, which is just around the corner. Oh gosh, I'm so excited. Words cannot describe how truly grateful I am for the effort that you put into each and every week. I guess essentially what I'm trying to say is thank you for brightening up my week. Well, thank you for that feedback, Jeremy.
Jeremy, I'll let you know that while Teg was reading that, which was not the first time I had read through your feedback, I just had the biggest smile on my face. That was just such a heartfelt and such a kind thing that you sent to us. And thank you so much. It's great to know that, you know, I mean, Teg and I love Disney. We can talk about Disney for days and days. And so it's just so awesome to know that we've kind of like cultivated and kind of created almost this community and have brought all of these other Disney people together so we can kind of all, I don't know, share the love and the magic together. Because we had another...
Very kumbaya.
Yeah, right. Sorry. We had someone else reach out to us, and it made me so sad because one of the things in their email was something about how, you know, they felt bad that they felt like maybe they were contacting us too frequently. And they just said, I just don't really have anyone else that loves Disney as much as I do, and I just know you guys would appreciate this. So, you know, I just love all of this stuff. So please don't ever feel like you're bothering us, because you're not. We love getting this feedback. So thank you, Jeremy, and I'm glad that we are able to bring you some magic and brighten your week.
Yes, thank you, Jeremy.
Moving on now to Twitter. Our first thing is from Nick, and that's his handle is @lookatsign, and he says planning our first family trip to Disneyland in 9/19, trying to figure out how it differs from Walt Disney World, and enjoy learning the history. So, you know, it is amazing because people that don't really know Disney parks really kind of get Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They kind of get them switched around in their mind, but they think they're the same thing. They just think, oh, you mean the one in Florida or the one in California? It's like, oh, no, they're way different than that. So it is, you know, I'm glad that we're kind of able to kind of, you know.
Totally different beasts.
Yeah, it is. So I'm glad that we're able to kind of, you know, talk you through it, maybe talk about what some of the differences are and why Disneyland is better. But anyways, no, I'm glad that you're enjoying it. We also really enjoy just learning about all the different history. I'm glad you guys enjoy listening to us babble about all of the history. It's just great.
Almost every week we learn something new as well.
I love it.
It's nice to be able to share that with you guys. So I'm excited for your first family trip. You guys are actually going to be there a little under a month after we're going to be there for D23. So you guys will obviously be there when Star Wars Galaxy's Edge has opened.
Yes.
And hopefully that'll be a good time for you guys to go, because the summer, even though we talked about it on this week's episode, the summer rush isn't really the summer rush anymore, but you'll be after summer, so everybody, kids and everything, will be back in school, so maybe you'll have a little bit of a lull and get into Galaxy's Edge. But then, of course, you're also going to be there in September, so you're going to have...
That you're getting to what I was getting excited about.
I was going to say, you're getting there, and you're going to be there with some of the Halloween festivities going on as well. So you'll be able to experience Haunted Mansion Holiday, which... you know, the Haunted Mansion is a little different than yours out in Disney World anyway, but you get to experience, like, it's like a whole different attraction when it's done up for the holidays. So I think you're in for a treat. We do Halloween pretty well. I mean, we don't do it quite as, like, our Halloween parties aren't quite as crazy as they get out in Magic Kingdom, but
Walt
they're still
Disney
pretty
World
cool.
Yes, Walt Disney World does have a better Halloween party because Sanderson Sisters.
Oh, well, of course.
We need more Sanderson Sisters in our lives over here in Disneyland in California.
Did you see that they're coming out with, like, a, what is it, the 25th anniversary or 20th anniversary or something, Blu-ray or something with, like, all these special behind-the-scenes features and stuff?
No, I did not. Yeah. However, I did see on the Tim Tracker that they have...
I got you hooked.
I watched, like, one episode, and it was on the Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. They have a spirit jersey that is Hocus Pocus themed out in Walt
Disney
World.
Oh, yeah, they had a lot of Hocus Pocus, and I was very excited.
I know. So hopefully some of that merchandise will be coming to... to California as well.
The next piece of feedback we got was from Dana, and her handle is at DB Jarnage. I'm terrible. I'm sorry, Dana. And she said, in regards to, we were talking about the unicorn cupcakes, and we were trying to figure out why there would be a unicorn cupcake, because we couldn't think of any Disney things that had unicorns. But she said, is this the unicorn you were talking about in the episode? And she had a link to an article that had this unicorn.
Yes,
from...
I can't remember what the unicorn's name is, but the unicorn's name, the unicorn is featured in the movie Inside Out. She kind of works like in the, I don't know, the dreams area, I guess would be a good way of saying it. But yes, that was the unicorn that we were talking about. So thank you.
Apparently her name is Rainbow Unicorn.
I was going to say, I felt like it was something ridiculous, like Rainbow Sparkles or something.
So Rainbow Unicorn is an actress and works at Dream Productions. She has starred in a dream sequence titled Fairy Dream Adventure Part 7. Joy loves Rainbow Unicorn in this production. So
thank you, Dana, for helping us jog our memory.
Sure.
All right, so moving on, we've got Laura, whose Twitter handle is at Random Mexican. I'm amused that you kind of mentioned El Patio, and I know a lot of people like Bao, but I personally hated it. So,
Laura strikes again with her her strong opinions.
Yeah, so just to kind of fill you guys in, we were talking about some of some of the Pixar shorts, and specifically Bao is the newest one that just came out, and that's the one that's about, basically it's kind of like a little dumpling that kind of comes to life, I guess. End of it. So, but yeah,
I thought it was cute.
I thought it was interesting. It wasn't my favorite either, but
I didn't know what was going on.
I don't think I would hate it.
And then I figured it out at the end, which I think is kind of the point. I don't think you're supposed to know, but
I was so confused. Okay, maybe we shouldn't have spoilers, but I was so confused when she ate him. I was like, what?
Right.
I still don't understand exactly how that, everything else made sense. It kind of tied together. But her eating him, I still, yeah.
Maybe you have to do some more research. Of course, El Patio is, technically it's called El Patio 2. And it's the Mexican place I used to love going to in Santa Rosa. And every time I go back, I have food from there because they have very good.
Oh, okay. Because I was Mexican a little confused because I knew that was not a Pixar short. So that makes more sense.
Correct. So the next piece of feedback is from Chrysanth, and I think that's how you pronounce your name. I'm really sorry. Her Twitter handle is at ChrysanthTan, and she said, OMG, I'm so happy to hear that you also love the Walt Disney Records Legacy Collection Disneyland album, which is what Teresa talking about. That album is my alarm clock every morning. Literally, I wake up to the Walt Disney making the Main Street dedication speech, the All Aboard, and then the songs from all the attractions. Since I know all Disneyland music by heart, it only enhances my in-park experience even more. And then she said, LOL, minutes after tweeting that, I got to the part where you shout out my Fantasmic violin cover. Thank you for the kind words. And then I proceeded to tweet about listening to this album in the morning. Guess I repeat myself, but at least I'm consistent.
Hey, you know what? That's fine, because Tag and I repeat ourselves all the time. So
oh, totally.
Cool.
Her Fantasmic violin cover is really awesome, and we did share it on Facebook. Maybe
we're going to have to
share
it again, because it is that amazing. It is so, so good. If you guys have not taken a chance to listen to it, it's awesome. And like I said before, the pure joy on her face while she's playing it is just like the best part of it for me.
Well, I always think, you know, you always say on the podcast that I'm like the technical person that gets all the technical stuff. It is amazing to me because this violin thing that she does is her in four different parts of the screen all playing together. And I don't know how you time that. I don't know how you put all the stuff together.
Yeah, no.
Because earlier today editing this week's episode and I moved one of the things like a little bit off and I had this weird echo and I'm like, oh God, I'm never going to be able to get this in sync again. I don't know how you do that with video.
So yes, kudos to you. And thank you so much for the shout out. So let's see. Next, we have Alex at Alex G. Waltz. Just got my DL Weekly swag. Thanks, guys. I'm so glad I got this shirt. I'll make sure to wear the shirt and button to the park in September. So Alex became a new patron of ours last month. And so he...
At the cast member level. Yep,
came in at the cast member level. So we sent out a sticker to him and then also a supporter button. It looks a lot like... I don't know if we've ever shared a photo of it, but it looks a lot like... the in-park buttons that you get, the celebration buttons. So thank you, Alex. We appreciate you wearing our swag and getting the word out there for DL Weekly. Hopefully you'll have the same experience that I did. It was really cool. A lot of people recognized the logo and like it kind of struck up some conversations with some people, even cast members. So that was pretty cool to have some extra conversations with cast members.
Well, the interesting thing about Alex is actually he's very close to us. He's from the Midwest as well. So I feel like of all of the people that we have communicated with for this podcast, I feel like Alex is the one that we are most likely to see.
Probably.
Just in our daily life without going to the park.
Oh, yeah, because he only lives a couple hours away. He lives in a bigger city near where we're at that, I mean, Tag and I go up there for shopping stuff, for concerts.
Right.
There's an airport that we frequently use out of the same area that he's in. So thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex. Moving on. So we have Mal the Disney Gal, at Mal the Disney Gal, on Twitter. And she said, I'm obsessed with your podcast. I started from episode one a month ago and trying to catch up to the current episode. Thanks for helping me stay sane until my trip in February. Well, hopefully, Mal, as you've listened, hopefully our quality's got a little bit better and we've got a little bit better since the beginning.
Yeah, I hope so.
I need to go back and listen to our first episode because I feel like it's not quite as awesome as our current episodes. But
I don't want to because I remember being so nervous and so awkward about it. So I'm sure it sounds just great.
But remember though, a couple, like 2 months from now, we will actually have a special episode that will hit the feed that is our tour around the parks is one episode. So a lot of those original kind of first few episodes will be stitched together in one special episode that will go out that week. So
good luck, guys.
There's that.
Well, thank you, Mal. I'm glad that we are able to keep you sane and, you know, good for you for going in February. Well, you'll have to let us know more when you come back and see what was going on and what you thought and if our planters are still there and if the Haunted Mansion's lawn is still intact. I'm really worried about that. All right. So again, we had some more feedback from Laura at Random Mexican. I personally think the parents who are suing Disney are ridiculous and looking for a quick buck. Great episode, though, guys. So she's talking about in reference to our most recent episode that actually just hit today. There, we discussed with actually some friends of ours, Doug and Sarah. There's a lawsuit right now with 30 families that are just kind of upset with Disney as to how they handle people that have disabilities and the specialists.
Specifically autism.
And they're upset with the how the special assistance pass is used. So we were kind of bouncing some ideas off of our friends Doug and Sarah because they do have a son that's autistic. And so they have visited the park with him several times and have also been able to use the special assistance pass. And so we just kind of wanted to get an insider's view on it because unfortunately Tag and I don't have any experience with that. So we didn't really have much input.
Well, it's something I realized after I posted the episodes, we never actually introduced Doug and Sarah.
Yeah.
So they kind of just showed up in the episode and we thanked them at the end. But I feel like unless you are a in our chat, where they're very active in there.
Yes. Yeah. Doug is actually the moderator for our chat. So he makes sure that everybody is staying PC and talking about nice, kind things, and he'll give you warnings if you're not. So he's kind of the person that's, and he also is really great about
engagement,
getting people to talk about different things. He throws out different questions that really make me think, and everybody makes fun of me because I'm very indecisive. He'll ask stuff like, what's your go-to attraction? And I'm like, let me name 10. Everybody else is like, oh, here's my one or maybe two. And here I am with a huge list. So anyways, thank you again to Doug and Sarah for coming on last night, kind of last minute for us.
Oh, it was very last minute. We were in the middle of recording and it was like, Doug, are you available? We need you right now. And he's like, give me 10 minutes. And bam, we're on.
It was awesome. It was so awesome. I'm so glad that worked out because I think their input was really, really helpful. And it gave a lot more insight than Tag or I could. So that was great. So thanks again, guys.
Yep. Yeah. And if anybody listening has specific areas of expertise that you think we might need to call on at one point or another, drop us a line and let us know because we can get you on the show for various things too because we want to have different viewpoints other than our own.
Oh yeah, we love it.
Especially if it's something like this where we really don't have a good viewpoint on it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that down the road we want to get another parent on to do families in the parks.
Yes. So our thoughts with parents because we did receive some people, you know, saying different things about, oh, we wish we would have heard this on the parenting thing, or oh, we really like this idea, or whatever. So one thing that we do want to let you guys know is, personally, as you guys know, Tag and I are not parents, but we do realize that parenting can be done a million different ways. So it's kind of our goal to have multiple people on the show at different times, sharing their experiences, giving their thoughts, their ideas, what worked for them, what didn't work for them, to kind of give you guys a more broad spectrum as to what you guys, you know, would think and what you guys think would work for you. So we will have more parents on for sure.
Absolutely. Well, that was all we got for Twitter feedback that was worth mentioning. Just to be clear, we won't mention and won't put in comments that are like, great job and nice show. So we're trying to kind of getting through some of that. So we're moving on to Facebook now. Our first message is from Sammy, who said who sent us along a link about the auction, the Disneyland auction, and we did know about it. And then followed up with, yeah, the ride vehicles brought back some memories. The posters really caught my eye, but those are still probably thousands of dollars. And I have to agree that they were definitely thousands of dollars. And I know Teresa and I constantly talk about silliness of the fact that basically we're shocked that the original things are not still in there, basically.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I still can't get over that. Anybody who is anywhere near that area, please, please, please go and check out this exhibit and let Tag and I know how awesome it is, because we are both so sad and so jealous that we're not able to go ourselves. I feel like it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a Disney fan to go to this exhibit. And it's free. Like, how amazing is that?
It is totally amazing.
I know that we had a couple of listeners that have gone that have shared some photos, and they took amazing photos of the exhibit, and they just said it was so cool. And actually, one of them was planning on going back again just because it was just so amazing. So good for you if you guys can go visit, go enjoy. That's from Disneyland. And think of Tag and I, since we can't be there.
Exactly.
All right. So then the next feedback that we received on Facebook was in regards to a post that we had put up. And so we have talked about this on the podcast a couple of times, but if you guys want to help us choose the next discussion topic for the show, you can head on over. We have a link. We'll have the link in the show notes, but we do have a link to basically a poll. And so we had two people comment on it. Aaliyah said that she wanted to have us add an all of the above option, which I think is awesome. And then Kristen said that she would like to hear some things for Disneyland planning for Disney World pros. So like we were talking about in previous feedback, Disneyland and Disney World are very, very different. So you can be a pro at one and have absolutely no idea what happens at the other, because they're just completely different. I mean, you've got Magic Bands in Disney World. You have the paper Fast Passes still at Disneyland. Just much, much different.
You have Max Pass at Disneyland.
Yep, Max Pass at Disneyland. So definitely pros and cons to both, and definitely differences for both. So that's a great suggestion, Kristen. Thank you for sending that in.
And Sarah commented and said, one of my fondest Disneyland memories happened on Splash Mountain. When I was a kid, my family made me sit all the way in the front. I was sick of getting soaked and figured out I was small enough to duck under the front. I did this and my brother got soaked since he was right behind me. He was wet the rest of the day. We kind of talked about this when we were talking about Splash Mountain, where if you duck in the front, it'll go over you and go to the next person.
I don't know. I guess maybe I'm not that flexible to be able to duck down under the front row. And I get just... Go figure. Too distracted on the ride.
Right.
All right. So moving on from Sean, I thought this was hilarious. So we've referenced before, and everybody maybe has heard it for themselves now, but way back when, I don't even remember what episode it was on, we were talking about, I was trying to talk about the plundering pirates.
You said it
with
again.
A D, plundering.
Yeah. There was a G in there.
I can't not say plundering pirate now. That's just what it is. Anyways, I was trying to talk about plundering pirates, and it came out plunguring, you know, like the thing, the rubber thing that you use in the bathroom. So the best part about that was Tag and I were talking. I didn't realize I said it. Tag didn't hear me say it, but then he was editing the next day and he's like, Teresa, you totally said plunguring. I'm like, I did not. He's like, no, you did. And then he sent me an audio clip. So it's just kind of become a rolling joke now.
Which brings up another thing that I've been meaning to ask our listeners, which is, if you are an artist and you could come up with a nice drawing of a plunguring pirate, we would love to make like some merch, like a t-shirt or a hat or something with it. Because I think it's awesome.
And Tag would buy it.
I would
he
buy
might
it.
Be the only one, but Tag would buy it.
Oh, no. We have listeners that would buy it. Come on. We've had good feedback for it.
We've got plenty of weird things we say on accident that we could have a whole line of blooper merchandise.
We should.
A whole line of blooper merchandise.
See, what I think we should do is we should do stuff like the Plunguring Pirates and have it be a limited time, like 1 month that you could buy it.
There you go.
And then that's
Same thing. We're going to have a Shenganj bottle.
Yep, a Shenganj. Ooh. You could make a label and put it on a bottle.
Yeah, a bottle of Shenganj. Anyways.
What was another one that we had? I thought we had
Fingers. Not as good.
No, I meant like back in the day.
We'll have to look it up.
Sure.
Anyways, sorry. Back to Sean. He had a spin on my plungering pirate. He said plungering poltergeist. I thought that was clever. So thank you for sharing that with us,
Sean. So we can have a plungering poltergeist as well.
There you go.
Well, Samantha said, I wanted to start by saying I love this podcast and listen every week. I'm an annual pass holder and also a mother of three toddlers, a four-year-old girl and twin two-year-old boys. That sounds like a handful. My twins went to the parks for the first time at 6 weeks old, and at the time my daughter was two, so I've been juggling multiple littles in the park for a couple years now. We go every 2 months since we live in Las Vegas. Traveling with littles to the park is so much more magical. And she sent a bunch of pictures as well.
Oh my gosh. These photos, you guys, that she sent, they were just
one daughter
magic.
Was dressed as Belle and was like dancing with the beast.
It was so cool. So she's one of those little girls that really loves to dress up. And it looks like she does a really good job with it. Because,
well, they went to the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique, I think.
Mm-hmm, I think she did say that they'd spent time there. But yeah, these little outfits that she had on were just gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And so she really enjoys becoming a princess when she goes to Disneyland. And the pictures that they captured of her are just, I mean, they're amazing.
They are amazing.
So thank you, Samantha, so very, very much for showing us those photos. And as we mentioned, she kind of went over here, you know, parenting in the park is so many different things for so many different people. So again, we do plan to have more parents on and talk about their experiences to give you guys more ideas and more insights of what you can do with your families in the parks.
Mm-hmm. So our next section of feedback is new this time. We're going to talk, we have a voicemail.
Yay! And, it's our first voicemail.
Right. And just to remember and to remind everybody that you can call us and leave a voicemail now. So if you want to do that, we might even play it on a normal episode because it's more, it's
more
not
special.
As, yeah, it's mm-hmm. more special. But basically, if you want to call and leave a voicemail, it's area code 657-345-4445, and Sarah actually sent us in this voicemail.
Hi, Tag. Hey, Teresa. It's Sarah. We really enjoy listening to your podcast every week in my house, and I want to tell you guys you're doing a great job. Looking forward to listening in next week's podcast. Hope you have a magical day. Bye.
What Sarah didn't know at the time was that her and her husband, Doug, again, who's our moderator, would be on that episode. So thank you, Sarah, for calling and leaving a voicemail. And please call, leave voicemails. We'd love to hear from you guys. Any feedback you have. And then, obviously, we'll play it either on a feedback episode or we'll play it on the actual show.
All right, so moving on to some of our new iTunes reviews that we received. We received 5 this month. Was so excited to see that. Our first review is from TeacherMommy05. I am planning our next trip to Disneyland to surprise our son for his 10th birthday next month. I found your show, and after listening to several, it stood out as the best. Love all of your tips and facts. So fun. Keep the travel info coming. Thanks, Colorado Disney Parks fan.
I am jealous of her son.
What a great 10th birthday present.
What a great 10th birthday present. That would be amazing. You are a great mommy. And if you are a teacher, you're probably a great teacher too. So thank you for teaching the children and taking them to Disneyland.
Yes, and thank you for listening.
Our next piece of feedback from iTunes comes from Cage Ian 44. My favorite podcast lately. I'm a huge Disney fan, but don't get a chance to go very often. As a newly married college student, we don't have a ton of money to travel right now, and after my honeymoon to Disney in March, I found myself having withdrawals. I found this podcast, and I'm obsessed. I love being able to hear other opinions on the news and discussions on the parks. Plus, it makes for a good timer for my walks. One episode out, one episode back to the house. Keep it up.
You know, that's the second person that's told us that they use our podcast as some form of time measurement for exercising. I think that's awesome. I never would have thought of that, but we'll have to get better about keeping our podcast time more consistent for these people.
Yeah. Well, this week, you're going to be walking for a while.
Yeah, you're going to be on a pretty long walk. Either that or you're going to go on a short walk out and have to kind of circle around your house about 50 extra times.
Like Logan last night.
So So, yeah. But anyways, thank you very much for sending that in. And we totally understand the withdrawals and not being able to go to Disney as much as we would like. You know, really, if they would let me just, I don't know. I don't know if I really want to necessarily live in the park, but, and I also think it'd be a problem if I lived near the park. I don't think I would ever get anything done because I would just be hanging out at Disneyland all the time. Yes, I do. I need to go to
Disney. Hi, my name's Teresa, and I'm a Disneyland-aholic.
I do. Maybe I need to start that group if it doesn't already exist. All right, so let's see. Our next review is from, and I am so sorry.
Camacho.
I'm just going to say, I might not say this correctly. Camacho1250. I love this. My husband, I, and kiddos are Disneyland fanatics. There's always so much information out there about Disney World. We enjoy listening to a podcast that we can relate to geared toward those who visit the original. Great info, great personality, very great podcast. Well, thank you for the great review. I think that's awesome. Maybe you need to join me in my group, my Disneyland Anonymous group, since maybe. You guys are also fanatics. But yeah, no, she's right, though. It is amazing how much there is out there about Walt Disney World, but there really isn't as much about Disneyland, and I think that's a shame. So
I haven't.
I'm glad we're here for you.
I haven't listened to a lot, but the couple of podcasts that I've listened to parts of for Disney World, you know, people talk about how they like our podcast so much and our quality and our personalities and stuff. I did think about starting a Disney World podcast, but I feel like it'd be so hard with, like,
there's just so many out there. Plus, you've got all the vloggers that are going out and doing the Disneyland, the Disney World stuff too.
Our next piece of feedback comes from Durib99, and this one was quite a journey. So come with
Buckle
me.
In.
Come with me, everyone, on this journey into this review. A delight to my ears. Buckle up and pull on the safety yellow tab. This will be a lengthy review.
I do like that he warns you, though.
He does, yeah. I must boast how much I enjoy Disneyland Weekly and what led me here. As a child, I grew up in California, and my parents took my siblings and I to Disneyland a handful of times. I remember Disneyland fondly, but was not a Disney aficionado. Schooling led me around the country from Los Angeles to Boston, Denver, Cleveland, and Sacramento, and after about 15 years on the move, I settled back in Los Angeles for work. That was about 10 years ago. Shortly after my move back to Los Angeles, my niece and nephews, then 4 and 7 years old, came to visit me in California from Colorado and brought along a common childhood dream to visit Disneyland. So after 25 years or more away from Disneyland, I returned to Disneyland with my family. The experience of that visit left me satiated for Disneyland and without a desire to return. At the time, I recall the summer crowds, heat, and long lines. Fast forward to early June of this year, 2018. My best friend visited California from Montana and invited my wife and I to visit Disneyland with his 5-year-old daughter. I value his friendship and figured I would get to spend time with my friend and daughter by joining them at Disneyland. I must be at a new stage in my life because everything about Disneyland captured my attention at this return visit. The landscaping is beautiful, the park is clean, FastPass helps reduce line wait fatigue, and every ride felt as if I was experiencing the Mona Lisa. By this, I meant that every attraction has a historical, artistic, acoustic, olfactory, and nostalgic component. The crowds and heat seemed to fade away in a magical way. Days after my visit to Disneyland, my wife and I kept talking about the amazing experience at the park. We made some rough financial calculations and pulled the trigger on season passes. Since that visit, early June 2018, I have been transfixed on everything historic and factual about Disneyland. I cannot get enough Disney from YouTube. I even dug into the family archive and pulled out some old Disneyland pics from when I was a kid at Disneyland. My, how things have changed. I'm an avid podcast listener in my normal life, and in my new Disneyland craze, I search for Disneyland podcasts. I started listening to a few, but your podcast was the best. You're all genuine, talk about all the current and historical events. The love of Disney transcends via your podcast. I've listened to all of your episodes a couple of times, and now crave the new releases every week. I stream you guys on the way to work, when driving to and from Disneyland, and daily while taking my dogs for a walk. Currently, I live about 30 to 40 minutes from the park and attend about 1 to 2 times per week. Next time I go in a few days, I'll definitely take a pic with your brick, so I can hopefully get some Disneyland Weekly swag. I'm a hobbyist video maker and have a YouTube channel. I've posted travel videos, running videos, and more recently, Disneyland 360 videos. One of my favorite rides is posting right now, Heimlich's Choo Choo Train. I hope you take a look at the video and as you see fit with the podcast, and they are high quality, and I can make them with current consumer level technology. Also, should you ever need a place to stay, I have a cozy guest house on my property that we use for friends and family when they visit us from out of town with hot tub access. Keep up the fantastic work. If you ever need a guest speaker on your show talking about Disneyland conversation, let me know. I'd be happy to give my input. Have a magical day. My YouTube channel is DLU975. So thank you for that review. It was quite a
trip. I really like the backstory. I know it was kind of long because it did, you know, there was a lot to his backstory, but sure. I just think it's so great how up until just a couple of months ago, he was just kind of like, eh, Disneyland, been there, done that. And then something clicked, something happened, and he has caught the bug, the Disneyland fever bug. Mm-hmm. And I remember what it was like when I first got that, and just you couldn't pack enough information into my brain. I just keep wanting to learn more and more and more. And I'm very sorry to tell you this. I don't know if that will necessarily go away for you because I feel like Tag and I have had our Disneyland craze going for years and years and years, and we still get excited about all sorts of things. It's just,
my mom
it's
currently
crazy.
Says to me things like, I wish I would never have taken you because you're just so obsessed with it.
We are. And I'm sure it drives both of our significant others probably a little bonkers because they don't, yes. they love and appreciate Disneyland too, just not to the same level that Tag and I are at. They don't mm-hmm. talk about it with the podcasting. They don't then go home and read different books about things that are going mm-hmm. on. They don't have their inbox blowing up with all sorts of different, hey, these
you know,
things are going on.
Everybody has their thing though.
Yeah, it's
you know,
exactly.
Vern does a lot of running yep. and gets really involved in that stuff. James is really involved in a whole community for a couple different video games that he mm-hmm. plays and moderates. So everybody's got their thing. Our thing
exactly.
is Disneyland.
Exactly.
One thing I will say...
So welcome to the craziness.
Yes. One thing I will say, I think that listeners should definitely go onto YouTube, and you can check out DLU975's channel. There's a lot of good videos on there. Or just you can also just do a search on YouTube for Disneyland 360 videos. And I literally sat on YouTube after we got this review, and I watched probably 2 hours of 360 videos because when you're on the attractions, you're not paying attention to things behind you or to the side of you necessarily.
So, Tag, what is a 360 video?
So, a 360 video is you can't really watch it. You can watch it on your phone as well, but on the computer, I like the best. Basically, it's a camera that gets a full surround picture. So when you're watching the video, you can pause, or as the video is playing, you can use your mouse or your finger on your phone, and you can swipe to the side or move your mouse to the side, and it's like you're turning your head.
So it spins your viewpoint
yes.
for you. And this is happening, like, they're doing these as they're going through attractions, correct?
Yep.
That's just
so
unreal.
One of the people that I watched was putting it, they have a contraption that they put on, like, their Mickey ears on the top of their head, because if you tilt the camera down, you can see the top of the Mickey ears. And so they go through the attraction, and it was so cool because, like, I looked at one of the dark rides, and I never look behind me in some of the dark rides.
It's true.
But I actually watched a whole video with my point of view going backwards because I wanted to see what was there. And so if you're really nerdy like we are and you want to get a different view of stuff that you've been on a jillion times, this is a great way to do it. So...
So thank
Moving
you again
on.
So much
yes,
for sharing.
Thank you.
All right, so our final iTunes review is from MSMLA 2014. Terrific resource and a fun listen. The best Disneyland podcast I've found so far, and fun and exciting to listen to as well. Nothing against print guides, but so much is changing so quickly at the parks, and it's really helpful to have a resource like this with all the latest news if you're planning on going. I've never been to Disneyland and haven't been to Disney World in over 20 years. Gasp. I'm also finding... Oh, so I'm also finding all the historical info fascinating. Keep up the good work, guys. Well, thank you so much. I feel like maybe we're hearing a lot of common things here, which I love because I love the history of the parks. So I feel like we need to maybe include in our poll to see if you guys want to hear if there's any specific history that you guys would like to hear that maybe we have missed, because it seems like we get a lot of feedback that they love the history. So...
Yeah.
I'm happy to give it to him.
Yeah, I was going to say there's like two things that I can count on Teresa for, and it's her excitement and of distractibility and going down rabbit holes for history,
mm-hmm.
and doing the exact same thing and going down rabbit holes for merchandise and stuff. Like, did you see how cool that thing looked? And not being able to write an article on it. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a few times, probably once a week. This week, I will be honest, I had to have... ask Tag's help to write the D23 article because there was just so much amazing information that it's hard for me to narrow down what like the highlight should be. He's very good about taking like a huge big thing full of all sorts of cool, amazing, awesome information and like squishing it down into our little news segment thing. Me, I would have talked about it for like an hour. So
right.
It's a good thing we have Tag to shorten things up for us.
Well, it's funny because I shorten that stuff up, but then I get off track in our conversation. So we both have our ways it's that we fine. Add to the episode.
That's what makes us a good team.
Sure.
Sure.
No, it's true. It's true. And so finally, we're going to move to our email feedback. And so our first piece is from Brittany. And I can tell already just looking at this that this is another person who's going to join your Disneyland Anonymous.
We don't have a number that we can't have. You know, there's no maximum occupancy for
there
this
you
group.
Go. All right. So Tag and Teresa, first of all, I love the podcast. I've been a Disneyland lover since I was little. And remember when I was about 10, I asked my parents if I could decorate my room in a Disneyland theme. My parents said no, because I'd probably grow out of my Disneyland phase soon. Well, joke's on them, as here I am 17 years later, still obsessed as can be. And I feel like I have some friends in the two of you who are just as in Aww. Love with the magic of Disneyland. I've been binge listening on my way to work, and it makes my drive so magical. Thank you for all that you do, and a very special thank you for always bringing it back to Walt and his vision for the park. After all, he is the heart and soul of our beloved Disneyland Resort. Thank you again for all of you. Best, Brittany. Thank you, Brittany. We love hearing stuff like that, and yeah, it
that
is important
so
to remember
sweet.
Walt in all this, for sure.
Yeah, Brittany, that was so nice and so thoughtful of you to send that to us. We just love, like I said, we love our listeners so much. It's just, it's amazing to me because, I don't know, being in Wisconsin, being in the Midwest, Tag and I are kind of weird. People think it's crazy that we have a Disneyland podcast because they just don't get it over here, right? So it's awesome that we, through this podcast, we are meeting all of you other fellow Disneyland lovers, and we can just, like I said before, we can share in the magic together. I can't wait for when we are in the parks next, and hopefully we will be able to meet some of you guys and put some faces to the screen names. You guys know what we sound like. You might know what we look like. We have no idea what
Follow
you sound
us on
like
Instagram.
And look
there's
like.
A picture
so,
on there.
There is a picture on there. But yeah, so there's a picture on Facebook of Vern and I. But anyways, off track. So thank you, Brittany. Thank you again. Next email is from Alex. Hello, my name is Alex, and I'm a new patron. I just want to tell you that I love your show, and it helps me get through the weeks that I am waiting for my next Disneyland trip. I'm actually going to Disneyland September 26th through the 30th. Let me know if you need any pictures, insight, and or souvenirs. I look forward to your future episodes. Keep up the amazing work you guys do. P.S. I am also from the Midwest, so I understand the struggle of not being able to go to Disneyland that often. Take care, Alex. Thank you again, Alex. So Alex did give us some other feedback earlier. So he is one of our newer patrons, and we're so excited that you're going to be going to Disneyland, gosh, like a month now.
Yeah.
A month away. And extra excited because I don't think, you know, he didn't mention this in the email, but he did send us a private message. He's actually going to be there for his birthday, you guys. How awesome and amazing is that?
That's going to be awesome. Yeah, I've talked quite a bit with Alex. We finally got him into the chat, which was nice because he was talking about getting
in there. And he fits right in.
He does fit right in. And it was great talking to him. I won't give too much away, but he has a really cool job that is interesting. And I find it fascinating. So we've talked a little bit about that. And of course, he loves Disneyland. Mm-hmm. So moving on, we got an email from Connie who said, I'm so glad I finally found your email address. LOL. I've tweeted at you a couple of times about pictures. So now that I have your email, I'll be sending those along. I miss giving Disneyland updates as I used to be on the Disneyland Gazette podcast, but our fearless leader no longer wants to do the show. Sad face. I must admit that made me very sad as I love sharing Disneyland with others. Connie.
Yeah. So Connie, we talked about, and Connie was actually in with us when we had a live breaking news episode last week. Connie sent us some amazing, beautiful photos of her time she spent at the Paint the Night dining package.
Oh, yeah.
She sent us photos of the food, photos of, you know, where she was seated, you know, kind of what her surroundings were during dinner, photos of the parade itself. Amazing. And it mm-hmm. definitely made me and Tag both think about possibly putting that on our to-do list for the next time that we visit the parks.
Yeah.
So thank you again, Connie, for sharing those awesome, amazing photos with us. and we will definitely be keeping you in mind in case we need a little insider view on, because it sounds like that you do visit the parks frequently. And so, unfortunately, as everyone knows, Tag and I don't live close enough to be able to visit as frequently as we'd want. And like I've also said, maybe that's a good thing. But so we might be using you and using your knowledge for some insider info in the next coming episodes. So next email is from Steven. You both are doing a great job with the podcast. I've been thinking about emailing feedback for quite some time. Life is really hectic right now, leaving for Disneyland tomorrow. But once things cools down, I will join Patreon and email a couple things about your show that have been on my mind. Well,
hopefully you had a good trip.
I hope so, too.
So Steven emailed in again, and he's the one who talked to us. He emailed it a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And he's actually the one who talked to us about Pope's Donut.
Yes.
So he said, I don't think many people know about this glazed donut that's dangling in the Pirates of the Caribbean cobwebs. It's after the skeleton shipwreck right across from the skeleton captain's quarters at the bar with the overturned tables. It's been there and I've noticed it for years now, but I just now got around to taking a picture of it. A cast member placed it there, and then he was doing some research, and then he sent us some info later on that was basically that it was Walt had a donut for somebody there for Pope. And
oh, yes.
I don't think we pasted it over, but we did talk about it on the one of the episodes. So
I thought I did paste it. Dang it. Where'd it go?
That's all right. He ended up emailing us back and said, thanks for the mention on the podcast, because again, we did mention that. We did talk about that story on the podcast. And he said, I'm looking for the reference but can't find it. While searching for the original, I read that the donut is the actual donut hanging from the tree, because we were talking how it was probably like a fake donut.
Yeah.
And they said one of two ways it did not disintegrate. Some say it just got stale like a bagel and turned rock hard. Another story I read was they actually lacquered the donut after it got stale to preserve it. Cast members loved the fact that Walt hung it from a tree, became a cast member joke, and revered the item, so they preserve it.
So he also sent in some information to us after we talked, or after we had aired the podcast, that we kind of went on an in-depth view or in-depth on Splash Mountain.
So he said, the Rufus and Brer Bear snore has an interesting origination. The snore was originally recorded for the dwarf sleeping scene in Snow White, but they didn't use it. When Disney was looking for a snore to use for Rufus's cave, someone dug up the recording and used it. He's going to look for the reference and send a link if he can find it. May have heard a historian talk about it at a Disney museum. He lives in the Bay Area and he goes a lot. If it was documented there, he'll take pics and send them over next time he goes. And he would have emailed earlier, usually listen to the shows the day they come out, but he was in Disneyland for 6 days last week. Again with these people!
You know, I'm so jealous for many things on this. He has, like, the most obscure, interesting Disney trivia facts that I have ever heard.
He's going to be emailing James at Producer.
Yes, I hope so. I sure hope so. Yeah, so Steven, if you have any more of these, I love this. I absolutely love this. If you have any more of these obscure Disney facts and trivia things that you would like to share with us, please, please, please do. You don't have to send it to Producer James so that it's a question if you don't want to. If you want to just keep emailing it in and just giving us the little stories, I just love it. Each time that we got these emails and opened them, we opened them separately because Tag and I we both have access to the email from our phones, and both of us are like, oh my gosh, did you see this email? Did you see what? So thank you. We really appreciate it. All right. And our final email is from Daniel, and he says, hello, I was at Disneyland today for half the day, and he found Tag's brick on his way out. Sadly, he was there alone, so he improvised, and he took a photo of his shadow with the brick. So I thought that was very clever, because it is not a very thing. I think Vern and I laid on the ground and took a selfie, and I mean, I don't know how we managed that, but so I can understand.
You're at Disneyland. There's plenty of people walking around. If you just said, can you quickly take a picture of me?
Remember, we've been talking about how attendance is down, so you never know. And actually, really, to be honest, Vern and I got weird looks like we were laying on the ground in front of your brick, so they may have saw him and
thought, you know, when we go, we're going to have to get a picture of the two of us in front of the brick, right? I wish we could buy a brick that was like Disneyland Weekly, because that would be the best.
That would be.
But they don't do it anymore. Yeah.
Excuse me, can we just replace this brick?
No. You are not replacing my brick.
Can we just engrave Disneyland Weekly on this brick?
I think they would look down upon that.
Anyways, Daniel, thank you for sending us also your address, because you're right, you do get a little extra bonus swag from us because you did find the brick and take a photo of it.
I will say, Daniel, if you can email us back and let us know, did you use the Tags Brick link on the website to help find it? Because on that information, if you do want to find it, we do have a page on our website, DisneylandWeekly.com. Up at the top, you click Tags Brick, and it tells you, it shows you what the brick looks like. It tells you what section and what brick number it is, kind of an area where it's at. And then there's the map that Disney used to give out that like showed where all the things were. So,
and if you don't want to look for it there, the same information is also on our Facebook page. We have a dedicated photo album for Tags Brick. So Daniel, I would also ask, could you please let us know if we are able to share your shadow photo in our Facebook, because we're kind of trying to collect all of our our fan photos with the bricks and have them all in our Facebook photo album there. So please let us know about that too.
Absolutely. Well, that is the end of our feedback episode for this month. If you would like to send in your own feedback, we have lots of different ways you can do it. Of course, you can send us a message or comment on something at Facebook at facebook.com/DLWeekly. You can tweet at us at DLWeekly, which also reminds me, we have a new social media manager who is going to be handling stuff. So all of our social media stuff should actually start having a lot more activity. And we're going to have some like trivia stuff on there. We're going to have daily photos, some throwback stuff. So there'll be lots more stuff than has been on there recently.
She's super excited about it.
Exactly. So it's great. If you guys know Priscilla, who was on the episode a few
She was our first patron episode.
Yep. So she runs a couple. She runs her own personal Instagram account, and she runs one that's like SoCal Disney Girl, I think it is. And she does a great job there. So we kind of approached her to see if she'd be interested, and she is very excited.
Yes,
so
helping us out, because Tag and I are not social media aficionados.
Well, we're just so busy. I mean, we barely have time to do the show. Sometimes
I overthink social media. That's my problem.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
well, how long did it take for you to post like an Instagram?
Oh gosh, my first Instagram post, you guys. We should have recorded my ridiculousness with it. I was so overwhelmed by the number of filters that I had to go through and decide if I wanted or not. And then I couldn't figure out what hashtags I needed to use. And then my second post, instead of using hashtags, I was doing at signs. And I was, it was just all over the place. We need help. So thank you, Priscilla.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it.
So again, facebook.com/DisneylandWeekly, Twitter at DLWeekly, Instagram at DLWeekly. Of course, you can always send us an email at feedback@DisneylandWeekly.com. If you have info for trivia, you can send it to producer at DisneylandWeekly.com, and that will go to James so we don't see the answers.
I'm hoping for some more snail mail to show up in our
snail
PO
mail.
Box.
Yep, we have a PO box. If you go to the DisneylandWeekly.com, it's on the right-hand side. And then also, if you want to call and leave a voicemail, 657-345-4445. Leave a voicemail. We want to hear your voices and hear all about it. Also, if you want some Disneyland Weekly swag, you can go over to DisneylandWeekly.com/store.
And if you guys have any interest in becoming supporters of the show, please head on over to DisneylandWeekly.com/support to check out our Patreon page. We do have all sorts of different levels ranging from $1 on up. And just remember, the $3 level is kind of your magic level. That $3 level is what's going to get you into our chat that we are in daily, and that you can chat with some of our other, you know, all the other people that are also patrons. It's great for, especially for those fanatics like Tag and myself that just really love the parks. We bounce stuff off of each other all the time. We talk about all of our upcoming trips, and people share, you know, personal stories and some like photos.
I think it's a great value.
It's a lot of fun. The other really cool thing about the chat that we don't talk about enough is if you're in the chat, you also get access to some of our vacation planning channels that James from Concierge is in. And so he is there to answer any and all Disney travel planning questions that you may have. And he's just an awesome, awesome resource. So
yeah, he is a great resource. And then I think that for a $3 or above level, I think it's a great deal because you're in there. You know, we just read it tonight. All these people are saying that like they have problems and they don't have anybody to talk to.
Join
Become
us
a
in
patron
the chat.
And join us in the chat.
Join us in the chat.
Everybody in there is a fanatic.
Yes, and it's so much fun, you guys. Sometimes we get a little crazy and your phone's blowing up from all the messages, but not all the time.
And you can silence that if you don't want to either. Also, if you do become a patron, you will help us get closer and closer to our next level of goal that we have. We're only $47 away, and that's going to be us doing commentary on shows, parades, and spectaculars. So head on over. Every little bit helps. And obviously, that also helps us bring the show to you every single week. So that's it. That's all we have for this week. So we'll be back next week with the regular episode. And that'll be our episode that we have with Laura, who's mm-hmm. our patron, who will be on. And she has an interesting topic that I don't think a lot of people talk about that often.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun and really unique.
I think so, too.
Well, until then, go out and enjoy the parks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that you'll be back with us again soon.